Hello and good morning. I'm Jamie from Stonemaier Games, and I'm here today, as usual on Wednesday, to talk about Stonemaier Games, to answer your questions, and to discuss some random topics. And today is a special day because today is e-newsletter day, and kind of an unexpected e-newsletter day at that. Normally, this would probably be at the end of the month, but today just kind of it didn't just feel right. It fit well with several things in our schedule. And so today, April 24th, is our newsletter day, and we have several fun announcements today, or at least things that I'm excited about that are fun to me. And on my other screen here, let's make sure I have it set up correctly. My other screen, I will have our e-newsletter. Pull that up full screen so we can talk about some of those topics. And before I jump in, I see some friendly faces here. Thank you all for joining in. If this is your first time joining a live cast, feel free to just watch along as long as you want. You feel free to comment if you have something that you're excited about or that you want to share. And I'll also ask some questions to you. You might hear some questions come up from other people. You're always welcome to comment here. You are welcome here. So let's talk about the thing that I've been talking about for a while, fairly publicly, but I haven't revealed what it was. For a while now, I've been talking about the fact that we were going to release a promo for the Libertalia, but I didn't say what it was. And so Libertalia Winds of Gjallcrest is our 1-6 player game, simultaneous game where you're selecting a character and you're putting it on an island along with one character from all other players over the course of 3 rounds. And those characters do different things. They give you different benefits. They're pirates. So they're sometimes conflicting with each other, but you're never directly hurting another player. Your pirate is often saying, okay, the character to the right of this character, so you don't know who that character will be, or even if there will be a character to the right of it. So there's a little bit of pirate-like conflict, but it's not spite-driven conflict directed at a specific player. Anyway, that's Libertalia. Paolo Mori created 7 more loot tiles, and really it's 14 new loot tiles. They're double-sided, so it's 14 new loot tile abilities. The abilities apply to the loot tokens in the game. So if you know that your very original Libertalia, every token in the game had one set meaning in the game. And what we did for Libertalia Winds of Gjallcrest is that we took a note from the Quacks of Quedlinburg and we gave each loot token 2 different definitions depending on which side of the board you used or if you used the tiles. Let me stop showing you that thing. I'll show you what the tiles look like. And so Paolo designed some more tiles. There's a greedy side to the tiles and there's a maelstrom side to the tiles. So these tiles now have, or the tokens now have, new abilities that you can add to the game. You can mix and match these tiles with the original tiles. You can play with just these tiles. You can play with all greedy, all maelstrom, or you can just mix them up together. And in addition to that, my punch boards are falling apart a little bit here as the tiles are falling out, but you can see some of them here. This one's falling out. We also actually, that's not the right example. Okay, that one I was showing you before, you can see it has the Altama icon down there. I'll pull up the other saber as well. So we have a full punch board of tiles that have that are for multiplayer play. Do I have the right side? There we go. Here's the correct side. And then we have a full set of the tiles that are just for solo play because they interact a little bit differently. So if you're a solo player, you can, in the same pack, you can get all the solo tiles. Or if you're a multiplayer Libertalia player, you can get the multiplayer version. So yeah, that's on our web store now. I see some questions coming in. So let me pause for a second as I'm talking about Libertalia and try to answer some of these questions. One of the other big announcements is that I revealed a new game. And it's not a new game that we're launching today or even in the next few weeks. This is a new game that I've been working on for 7 years. It's a big open world cooperative game called Vantage. And I decided to finally start openly talking about it. I've hinted at it over the years as I've been working on it, but it's at the point in the design process now, really past the design process, the development, it's late stage blind playtesting right now, that I thought, okay, I'm comfortable starting to talk about this game, and there's enough to talk about since I've spent 7 years on it that I didn't want to cram it into, like, you know, a 10-day launch schedule like I usually do when I release a game. I announce the game and then I spend 10 days talking about it. I thought I'd spread it out a little bit more. Maybe you'll like that, maybe you won't. You can tune out completely if you don't care about it and just kind of tune in when we're ready to launch the game if you want and go back and read the content that I've archived. But I plan to send out probably one newsletter a month and I'll post it on Board Game Geek and post it on our website and on the Vantage page on Facebook. to describe what this game is all about. So I'll go into that a little bit today. I'll show you on the other screen. But Julio's question is, how exciting is it to finally announce it? It's nerve-wracking and exciting. And yeah, it feels good to finally talk about this game. Like, this has been a huge part of my life over the last 7 years. And I'm really excited to finally start talking about it with you. And you can see information about it in the newsletter. Let me show you over here. Here's the newsletter. Here is Vantage. Or at least some of the information I've revealed about Vantage so far. I'll leave that up on the screen for a few seconds if you want to check that out. The image you see here is one of the illustrations from the game. This is not exactly the box image for the game, or it isn't the box image for the game. We're still working on that. We've invested in around 1,700 illustrations for the game, and most of them are complete at that point, but the box isn't complete. So we didn't have that to showcase for you today. All right, let me go back over here. Ian says he just played his 104th solo game of Wormspan. That's quite a few games of Wormspan, Ian. That might be a record so far, people who have played Wormspan. It hasn't been out for that long, but that's I'm glad you're having fun with it. Joshua has a question about one of my favorite non-gaming topics. How am I liking this season of Survivor? Without spoilers, do you have favorite cast members this season? Anyone is welcome to answer this without spoiling anything. I am, of course, really enjoying the season of Survivor. I love Survivor. I love the different things they do with the show. And I guess I don't want to say anything to not spoil it, but I found it, Survivor has now switched to a format where if you're watching it without ads, it's around 90 minutes. Or that's with ads. Without ads, for me, I watch it without ads, it's around 60 minutes. And that extra time gives Survivor more time to show the contestants just kind of hanging out and having fun. And I really, really enjoy that side of the show. So I'm loving the season. Let's see. Chad says, looks like Vantage is still a ways out. That's right. Vantage, I would say, is about a year away from launching. And when we launch a product, that means that for us, launching means that it's on our web store and it's in fulfillment centers ready to ship to you. That is not what's happening right now. Right now, we are still in the blind playtesting process of the game. And Chad, I think I just answered your question a little bit about why I'm talking about it now. There's a lot of stories to tell, and I thought it'd be better to spread them out, or I might. Part of it is my own enjoyment of it. I am eager and excited to start talking about the game a little bit more openly, and so I thought I'd do that on a monthly basis. Let's see. Joshua says, did you ever consider a name other than Vantage after putting the Easter egg in between two castles? Joshua is one of the people who noticed that in the game room tile, or on the game room tile in between two castles, there are some games on the shelf. And Joshua noticed that one of those tiles has the name of a game on it, and that game is Vantage. I think Red Rising is also on one of those games, which Between Two Castles came out before Red Rising was revealed. So Joshua, I think, has been waiting for this news for quite some time. Did we ever consider another name? No, but I did start to get a little bit nervous that another game by the same name might be announced or revealed. So even though we had applied for the trademark for it, I was a little nervous about that. So that's one of the reasons I'm a little relieved and excited to finally reveal the name of the game, because hopefully that'll let us just keep the name of the game and not need to change it. Matt says, excited the Vantage has at least a minor sci-fi theme. Yeah, it's kind of sci-fi mixed with fantasy. You are exploring cooperatively an entire planet. And it really is an entire planet. You can walk all the way around the planet vertically and horizontally. You can walk completely around this planet if you want. And the planet does have, has sci-fi elements and fantasy elements to it. Let's see. Mark says that the Roll Your Arms promos on the Australia website are not showing a launch discount. They should show it. Oh, I think, Mark, that the discount won't show up until you put them in your cart. So please try that. And if you aren't seeing the discount in the cart, please contact us at contact@stillmire.com so we can fix that right away. I'm pretty sure that's where the discount should show up. But correct me if I'm wrong about that. Steve says, when will Vantage be available to buy? Probably mid-2025. So right now we're in the late stages of blind playtesting, and then we have a lot of graphic design work to do. The art is pretty much done, but the graphic design work will be extensive for this game because there are over 1,700 cards in the game, each of them unique. So that'll take some time. Chris, who I know, is very excited about his own game releasing in the very near future. Kraken Skulls. I'm excited to get my copy, Chris. He shares his excitement about Vantage. I appreciate hearing that from another designer. Donna says, which code name was Vantage? So Vantage was originally inspired by Zelda Breath of the Wild. And so the code name for Vantage was Wild. Anthony says, was the roguelike element of Vantage there from the starter, or was that something that came about in your recent play and learning about various digital roguelikes? A couple different answers to this, Anthony. The game has evolved significantly in many different ways over the years. It was a very long design process as I figured out what the game was and what it should be, what I wanted it to be. So no, I would not say it was there from the start. I didn't even know really what roguelike was at the start. And it wasn't until fairly recently when you've probably seen me talking about roguelike games that I kind of realized, or I did realize, that Vantage was a roguelike game. I didn't go into it wanting to design a roguelike game. But Vantage is not a campaign game. It is a one-off game where you are you're playing until you either win or until you fail, essentially. I don't want to say necessarily dying, because there are a couple different ways to fail in the game. But and then you start over from scratch. But along the way, as you do things in the game, as you complete actions, essentially overcome challenges, you gain new cards, you gain new assets, you discover new things, and you choose which ones that you want. You can also buy some things. So it has many elements of classic roguelike games, but it also has essentially, I'll call it permadeath, which is a main feature of a roguelike game, where you ramp up until you either win or you fail, and then everything goes away and you start over again, within a single session. Yeah. Lots of questions about Vantage here. Actually, let me showcase the other thing real quick, because it won't take very long, but we do have three new promos for Rolling Realms. We have Eminent Domain. We have a promo for that, a promo realm designed by Seth Jaffe. We have designed by Alex Radcliffe of Board Game Co. He contributed the design for the Terraforming Mars realm. And then Corell, the lead designer and developer of the promo realms, Rolling Realms, he designed the realm for Dice Throne. Three realms that I'm really excited about. They're available on our web store now too. I'll be playing them in a couple weeks. Next week I'll do a live play of Rolling Realms, but I probably won't. I should say my internet has not been great recently. So if you see the video go out for a few seconds like that, that is to be expected right now. The other thing that I should mention is that on our web store right now are metal coins for Vantage. Why are we releasing metal coins so early in the process? Just for fun. I mean, we've had these ready for quite some time, but we haven't had the game ready. I decided, you know, if we're going to announce the game a little bit early and start talking about it, I thought it might be fun to give you something tactile or tangible too. These will, of course, be available when we launch the game as well, but they're on our web store. If you want to order them along with other things that you're shipping right now, you are welcome to do that. Ray has a question. Okay, so he says, I'm excited that the setup for Vantage will be quick and it will support up to 6 players rather than the usual 5. I was curious about how it will work. Will it be hidden movement in some way with restricted communication allowed between players to preserve the first-person perspective? Ray, there's a lot of stuff to go into the game. I'm not going to go deep into the mechanisms today, but I will highlight one thing that you mentioned here, which I mentioned in the description, that this is a first-person perspective game. You are scattered across the planet. You've crash-landed on this planet. You're scattered all around the planet, and you can see your location. So your location is a card that is in front of you that only you can see, because that's your vantage. That's your perspective. You are seeing what you are seeing, and other players can't see that, and you can't see what they see. So a lot of the communication in the game is built around that, talking about what you can see, what your choices on that location are, and how much you share and what you choose to share is entirely up to you. It's not a trade. There's no trader games. You're not intentionally hiding any information, but as we've seen in playtesting, players share different amounts. They might go into detail about what they see. They might share all the action choices, or they might just say, I'm going to do this. And oftentimes when that happens, when you just give a quick answer in the game or a quick, when you approach a location quickly in the game, other players aren't learning anything from what you're seeing, and that may be a detriment to the choices that they make. So there's a huge amount of discovery in the game. So the more information you share with other players, the more you're helping them. That's a big part of the collaboration and cooperation in the game. There are some mechanical elements of cooperation as well. Tim says, curious about packaging and shipping. Was it more efficient to ship the punch boards unpunched, or was punched an option? Typically, it's a great question, Tim. Typically, the reason that punch boards remain punched is because if you punch them, you introduce human error. You're essentially having a person. You are having a person at an assembly line taking a punch board that has been created, and they are punching it. And some of these tiles might go off to the side. They may not end up in the packaging. That's why most things are not punched. The packaging for Libertalia, the promo pack, we use our eco-friendly recyclable packaging here. It's just an envelope. And so the intention here is that if anyone just orders this, we can put a mailing label, or a fulfillment center will put a mailing label right on the back here. They'll just put it directly on here and they'll mail it to you very efficiently. It's flat packed. It's easy to mail, easy to ship, easy to label. If you order it with other things, it will go into probably a box or a padded mailer with those other items. Parker says, any reason behind the bump past the typical 5-player? I mean, we have a few games that play up to 6 players. We have Scythe with the expansion plays up to 6. Viticulture plays up to 6. Euphoria plays up to 6. Libertalia plays up to 6. Red Rising plays up to 6. So I would say around half of our games actually do play up to 6. In Vantage, there are 6 characters. So 6 players can play it. Yeah. Julio says, can you share notable people who have helped with Vantage? I look forward to talking about the people who have contributed to Vantage. The kind of the public-facing people that you can hear about right now, Julio, are noted on BoardGameGeek. So there's 3 artists for the game that I've worked very closely with over the last 7 years. Some of them came on a few years into it, but Valentina Filic, here we go. Carlos is listing the artists here, so I'll show them on the screen. Valentina Filic was the original artist for the game, and we also then added Soren Medding and Emilian Roteval. I chose them because they're incredible artists, and they were open to the idea of creating a world with me. It was not a case of me saying, okay, this is what this location needs to look exactly like, or this location. I essentially asked them to create an entire planet for me and with me. It was a collaborative effort. Carlos, as for the name Vantage, I just talked a second ago about the first-person perspective in the game, how players are scattered across the planet in Vantage, and you can only see from your first-person perspective. That's why I chose the name Vantage, that it's all about, it's about what you can see, that your Vantage is, your perspective is unique to you, and also how your character develops and the cards that you discover and add to your tableau throughout the game, how that changes the way that you view the world. There's a saying, I forget the famous saying, but it's like, if you have a hammer, everything looks like a nail, something like that. There's a saying like that. And that's an element that definitely happens in this game, where if you want to approach the game from a destructive element, if you have abilities that lean into destruction, fighting, combat, things like that, that's how you will often approach the world. That's how you will be more inclined to approach the world that way. But if you have abilities and items and things in the game that are more geared towards movement or engaging other engaging things or helping, then that's your advantage, that's your perspective, that's often how you'll approach the world. The game gives you complete freedom as to those choices that you make, but I'm trying to say things without saying too much here, but that's the general idea. Jeff and Monica played some Frisbee this past weekend. Thanks for motivating me to get finally out there. Were you playing Ultimate Frisbee or were you playing Disc Golf? Both are great activities. I'm curious what you're referring to here. Andrew says, will there be a new Stonemaier Champion t-shirt this year? There will be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, usually we release it in like September, October. What else is going on? Guillaume says, when will the Libertalia promo pack be shipped? Good question, Guillaume. So we have the Libertalia promo pack. We have the new Rolling Realms, and we have Vantage Metal Coins. These are all on our web store today. The promo pack and the promo realms are in stock right now. So if you just order some combination of these things, they will ship almost right away, probably within the week. The Vantage Metal coins are still on the ship. They're taking a little bit longer than normal. And so if you order things with the Vantage Metal coins, they'll ship in mid-May. That's what we're looking at right now. So a few weeks away. We're in late April right now. So not long from now. Chad says, would you have started Vantage 7 years ago if you knew it would take 7 years to make? I think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would have been helpful to know that it was going to take 7 years to make. But I would have still made it. It's a game that I really, really wanted to make. Yeah. Aerith says, I'm curious, since you've been working on Vantage for 7 years, has some of its mechanisms been used in other designs that you worked on? Interesting question. Oh, it's been such a long design process, and I'm looking forward to revisiting that in stories that I tell about the game. I don't think so. Not offhand, not that I can think of offhand. In the games that we've released in the meantime, no. Joshua says, Vantage seems to have some vibes of the HBO show Scavenger's Reign. I've heard some people mention that, or at least some playtesters mention that, and so far as crashing on a mysterious planet and trying to locate others. Great show if you haven't seen it. Yeah, thanks for the recommendation. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I have it on my list to check out. Mark clarifies, disc golf, that's what most people call it. Yeah, disc golf is... is the sport where you're throwing a plastic disc into a basket. Ultimate Frisbee or Frisbee is a different, very high-paced, high-intensity game. Ian says, can Vantage be played solo? Yes, it is a 1-6 player game. Yeah. Let's see here, just scrolling through here, looking for questions. Joshua says, can you reset a challenge after failing to try the same scenario again using... There's some assumptions here in this question about what you're asking, but let me... see if I can clarify. What's a way for me to say this? So in Vantage, it's a game driven largely by intrinsic motivations. Like what you decide is important to you is what you can do in the game. The game also presents some actual like win loss conditions. Every time you approach this planet, so every time you play, you approach this planet on a spaceship and you inevitably crash on the planet. But as you approach the planet, there's a reason that you're going there. And there's really 21 different reasons that you're going there. There's 21 different missions that are the reason that you went to this planet in the first place. And you'll randomize them. You'll gain one random mission. I wouldn't call it a scenario. It's your reason for going there. It's your goal for going to that planet. If you want to pursue, once you crash land on the planet, if you decide to still pursue that goal. It's random. There's 21 of them. It's not like if you play a scenario once or you play a mission once that you can't play it again, because every time you play Vantage, you might have a different character. You might crash, or you probably will crash land on a different location. There are over 100 different places where you can crash land on the planet. And absolutely, the only thing that persists from one game of Vantage to the next, because everything is wiped clean, everything starts over from scratch, is your information, your knowledge of this planet, what you've learned about the planet, and how you might apply that to future games. Yeah. Justin says, are you able to say if Vantage is mostly cards, or is there a board or other components for movement? It's mostly cards, over 1,700 cards in Vantage, including around 800 different locations. Mostly cards. There are also dice. There is a board, but it's not used for movement. It's used to track some information. But the game is mostly cards, a lot of cards, and a lot of custom dice. Jeff and Monica says, so I do have some other topics to talk about today too. I'm happy to answer your questions about these, about Vantage, about Libertalia, about Ruling Realms, of course. He says, just saw your recent AI thoughts. So my two articles recently were about mergers and acquisitions, because there was an announcement that Lucky Duck Games has been acquired by Goliath. I talked about that from a publishing creator perspective. And last week on Thursday, I talked about how I'm just not interested in generative AI art or text. It just... it wasn't me trying to take like a moral or ethical stance. It's just, I'm not interested in, it's not something that, that I'm interested in personally or for Stillmeyer Games. Jeff says, how do I feel about using it as an advanced calculator? I'm not great at math and I use it when balancing game designs and keeping the numbers functioning well, especially with lots of cards and values. That's an interesting question. And this is where a lot of the article was about gray areas, how like, even though I'm not interested in what I perceive to be generative AI, that there are areas where that will probably emerge or have already emerged where AI might be interesting, some forms of AI. And the thing that I mentioned in the article is, in addition to human playtesters, if AI gets to the point where I can run a game through the AI, through an AI to get a ton of data about balancing and asymmetry, balancing as related to asymmetry within a few minutes, something that would take years for thousands of playtesters to get through. That is interesting to me. Like that, if it's serving as a computer, a calculator, as you say, Jeff, doing something that humans could not do in a reasonable time frame, and that isn't creative. It's not creating anything. It's pumping out data. I think that's a computer. That's one of the wonderful things that I use for computers. Same as me using this live streaming platform right now to reach you instead of going to each of your houses and delivering the same message. I think that is that type of technology is at least somewhat compelling to me. And I want to learn more about that. Jackie says, what are some of my favorite new powers in the Libertalia promo pack? You know, Jackie, I play tested it, but I haven't played the final version in a while. So I don't know if I have a great answer yet, but maybe a game that actually I'm holding up the Altama version. These aren't going to be a good example. Here's the map. I'll share another example here. So I haven't determined my favorite set, Jackie, but I need to. The map, so the Maelstrom side says, if you have more map tokens than any opponent, gain $8 total. Otherwise, lose $3 total. So you're trying to have either more or not more, if you have any map tokens at all. And then map, take all of the map tokens from the current day and from opponent's ships, then gain one reputation from each of your map tokens. That's an evening ability, and then there's an anchor ability of gaining $1 for the map. Yeah, so some neat abilities created by Palomori there. Steven says, how many packs of metal coins would be needed for Vantage? One pack. One pack for Vantage. Let's see. Joshua says, it sounds like the solo mode for Vantage may be completely different than the multiplayer mode, considering how much interaction there will be with other players. It is different. It's something that we've playtested really heavily. I mean, it's very easy to playtest this game solo. Easy maybe isn't the right word, but it is very solo playable. It does feel a little bit different because you're not sharing information with other players and you're also not waiting for your turn. Both, I've had a lot of fun with both. Realize how far behind I am here on questions. So let's see. Here's a question from Garrett. I love the idea of single sessions. Was a campaign version of the game ever in the cards, or was your intention to always have a one session experience with Vantage? There were certainly times that I played around with persistence and Vantage, and not as a legacy game, but as a campaign game, because a lot of the games that we view on the tabletop and in digital space, these open world games, they are long games. They're games that take, you know, dozens or hundreds of hours, even in like Zelda Breath of the Wild. So I certainly thought about that, but and I'll go deeper into this in Design Diary post, but eventually I realized that I didn't really want it to be a campaign game. I thought the game could actually be better in standalone roguelike adventure settings where you build up within a single session and then you start over from scratch. And one of the reasons for that, I'll go into the other reasons later, but one of the reasons for that is crash landing on the planet is surprisingly fun. Like it is a lot of fun to start from nothing and crash land on one of over 100 different locations on the planet. Maybe a location that you've seen before, but maybe not, or maybe you saw it like deep into a previous session, not on the first time that you arrived there. And it's kind of thrilling. It's thrilling to arrive in a random location on the planet. So I wanted players to be able to play the game over and over again with a ton of replayability to have that experience many times. Joshua says, is selling coins early related to your blog post about early buy-in? I think it's a great idea since the coins are so cool and can be used in other games as well as while building anticipation. Maybe a little bit. That's where the seed of the idea was originally planted, that I might try that. But I think sometimes that marketing tactic of selling something early on in the game, like selling a mini expansion for $1 when eventually that expansion will be $20, it can end up being a little manipulative to people. And that is not my intention for this. My intention is to start sharing something that I'm excited about. And if you want something tangible that you can ship along with other things that we're releasing today, you can do that. But also, these coins will be available when we release the game as well, when we launch the game next year. So, that would planted the seed of it, but that isn't the final motivation for doing so. Odd Willows Game Haven says, how far along is the process of developing Vantage? It is in the late stages of blind playtesting right now. And then we'll enter graphic design soon afterward. Yeah. Mark says, will we see Between Two Vantages too? We have no plans for any more Between Two games, Mark, but I like the humor there. Ray has a nice comment about the Stonemaier Games instruction book design. I learned how to play an interesting civilization game, Monumental. I've heard good things about Monumental. And he says the game is let down by a poorly designed rulebook. That's too bad. Rulebooks are hard to create, really hard to create. So thanks, Ray, for saying that, those kind of things. We spend a lot of time trying to get our rule books right. We don't always do so, but we try. Here we go. Here's the quote I was trying to think of. Paul says, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So it's not if you have a hammer, to a hammer itself. Paul used that today in class. He's a teacher to stress the importance of flexibility in problem solving. I like that, Paul. Thank you for clarifying that quote. Barbara says, will there be a copy of Vantage at Geekway? No, there won't be a copy of Vantage at Geekway. We're blind playtesting Vantage right now. So it's not ready to show off publicly yet, but just to playtesters right now. Tim's going to Vegas this weekend. Wish I could find more games that incorporated poker and other casino games. Tim, have you played, I'm sure you've heard of it, but have you played Bellatro? Bellatro is a digital deck building roguelike game, another roguelike game, but very different from Vantage. That is making the rounds right now. It's a lot of fun to play. Feel free to check that out if you haven't played it yet. George says, is the Bliss disc off disc a new one, or at least for the EU store? Yeah, I think we recently sent it to the EU store, or the European store, not just EU, it's the European store. It's for Euphoria, but yeah, it's a fairly newly released disc. I think we released it in February, and then we sent it off to other fulfillment centers. Peter says, are there 14 promo tiles in the new pack then? Also, do they fit into the game box? Yes, they do fit in the game box, or the insert for the game box. And yeah, there are 14 total tiles. So there's a tile for multiplayer play, double-sided, two different abilities. And then there's a version of that tile for solo play, two different sides. So total of 14 tiles in the promo pack for Libertalia. Mark says, is Vantage the compass icon on the champion t-shirt from last year? And yes, it is. Yeah, Vantage is codenamed Wild, and it is the compass icon that you may have seen on previous t-shirts. Michelle pointed out something else that we announced recently. She appreciates the option to pick up orders at Geekway. So Geekway to the West is a convention coming up in St. Louis in about 3 weeks. And I'm really excited about it, Michelle. Hopefully we can play a game there. And we added Geekway pickup to our web store. So if you are attending Geekway and you don't want to pay for shipping, you can choose Geekway pickup and just pick it up at our booth at Geekway. Paige says, in the newsletter after the Realms, it says that one of them resulted in a donation to Trans Equality. Which rocks, by the way. Thank you, Paige, for saying that. Which realm is that referring to? That is referring to the terraforming Mars realm. Yeah. Although really, in general, it's a contribution that we make for something that we believe in, inclusivity, human rights. But it was motivated by something related to the terraforming Mars realm. Or not the realm itself, but terraforming Mars. Yeah, some of our realms have been in the works for a really long time. And some things have happened since the time that we originally started working on the Terraforming Mars realm. Not related to Stonemaier Games, but it is related to us because we decided to release a realm based on this game. DD Bryan says, will Vantage be the heaviest game so far from Stonemaier? It will not be. No. Now, one of my design goals for Vantage is really to create a whole planet, a massive game that is very easy to set up, that's very easy to learn and very easy to play. Doesn't make it a simple game. And in recently writing the rule book, I discovered that there are a lot of little complexities to the game. But no, it is not the heaviest game that we have. I would say the heaviest game that we have, probably still Scythe. I would say Scythe is probably the heaviest game that we have. Matt says, what was my inspiration for Vantage and how has that changed over time? A lot of inspirations for it. I'll delve into this in detail in some design diary posts, but the very original inspiration was Zelda Breath of the Wild. Or at least I had a few ideas before that, but they started after I saw what Zelda Breath of the Wild was and the openness of the world, the openness of the choices you can make in the game. That really started to spark some things in me. Since then, it has been inspired by other digital games like Elden Ring and even smaller open worlds like A Short Hike. It's also been inspired by tabletop games like Time Stories, Sleeping Gods, Seventh Continent, games like that. Alan says, when will the Expeditions expansion start being talked about? Very soon, Alan. I appreciate your patience on that. Not today, but in the very near future. Yeah. Missy says she's very excited about Vantage, but will you be announcing a launch and have another game out before Vantage releases? We actually probably will have one or two games between now and when Vantage actually releases. But those games, and I am very, very excited about those games too. I'm not trying to take any excitement away from those games. But Vantage is... There's just a lot for me to talk about with Vantage. Even before I get to the mechanisms of the game, there's a lot of stories to talk about the design process. And so that's why that's the primary reason why I'm talking about it early now. Maxwell says, has a TV show or movie ever been made that made you want to play or design a game? Maxwell's been watching one of my favorite shows, really, For All Mankind, and it's made me want to play Leaving Earth so bad. That has definitely happened, Maxwell. I feel like it happened recently. I mean, actually, the movie Dune, the part two that came out recently, that made me really want to revisit Dune Imperium, the game, and also play Dune Imperium Uprising, which I played a few times recently. So yeah, that has definitely happened. That's a recent example, but it has happened in other ways too. Let's see. If I missed your question, I see Alan repeat his question as he should. If I missed your question, feel free to post it again. I'm not intentionally ignoring anything. Let's see. One Dream King says Vantage sounds really interesting. I love that it isn't a campaign game. Yeah, very importantly, even though I think we're used to hearing the words open world and you think campaign game, Vantage is not a campaign game. It is a one-off session game where the world is big enough, nearly 800 different locations in the game, that and so many different actions and different things that you can do in the world that you're going to have. There's a lot of different ways to experience this world. Even if you use the same character and you happen to crash land somehow in the same location as before, you can just go east instead of west. You can go north instead of south. You can interact with that location in a different way than before. So there's a lot of replayability that I baked into this game. Yeah. Tristan says, how many cards did Jamie say Vantage would have? Vantage has a little over 1,700 cards. Around 800 of them are locations on cards. And then there's another 900 plus cards that you can discover as you are interacting with these locations. Aramas is excited from San Francisco. He says, what open world games, if any, inspired some of the mechanisms of Vantage? Yes, a few of the ones that I mentioned a few minutes ago that you may... I'm catching up on questions here, are Zelda Breath of the Wild, Sleeping Gods, Time Stories, Seventh Continent, and Elden Ring, along with A Short Hike, a very small open world. Luke has a question about, will Vantage have miniatures? No, it is not a miniatures-driven game. It's a game driven by cards and custom dice. Yeah. Danny says, did Automa Factory design the solo mode for Vantage? That's a great question. This is one of the first games that we'll have where I design the solo mode, but I'm not going to call it a solo mode. It's just solo play for the game. So you're always headed towards the planet on a ship with five other characters. But when you play solo, you're just controlling yourself. The other characters have crash landed somewhere on the planet, but you're not going to find them because they're not interacting with you. You are just playing with the world by yourself. I do have it. I'm making sure that the game is vetted by Automa Factory so that because they are the experts for solo play, but it does not have a separate mode for solo play. Jeremy says, I see you posted the coins in Wormsman as a commonly misplayed rule. The coin, I'm not exactly sure which rule you're talking about, Jeremy, but yeah, there's some clarifications in the Wormsman FAQ. Any thoughts on this or any other issues you see popping up now that the game is seeing more plays? Yeah, I mean, there are some things on the FAQ in Wormspan. I would say the most commonly misplayed thing in Wormspan is that there are three cards that say, tuck a dragon under this one. I can't remember if it's from hand or the deck. Tuck a dragon card under this dragon and gain one of any resource from the dragon that you tucked. And we used one any resource icon on the card to depict that. And people seem to often be misplaying that to think that they gain all of the resources in the cost of the tucked dragon. But it's just one icon, so you're just gaining one resource from the cost of that dragon. That's the most misplayed thing that I've seen at Wormspan so far. Tristan says, is there some degree of simultaneous turn-taking like in Libertalia? I'm talking about the mechanisms of Vantagen. You know, Tristan, I appreciate the curiosity. I won't go deep into that today, but I'll say that there are things that you can do simultaneously in Vantage. There certainly are. But there are certain parts of the game that don't really allow for that. You would end up talking over people in ways that would not be conducive to the experience. So players are not taking simultaneous turns advantage, although there are things that you can do at any time on any player's turn. Yeah, it's something that I definitely considered because six players is a lot of players, higher player count for this game to have sequential turns. But I'll explain it more later, but it just doesn't work for you to be talking over another player as they are trying to take their turn. William says, the Vantage coins are some of the most unique coins that he's ever seen. Thank you. Yeah, they're kind of sci-fi style coins. How did their design come about? I'm looking forward to making a colorful mosaic pattern out of them. Thanks, William. They came about through, I worked with my graphic designer to create these coins, and I believe at least one of the artists have impacted the design for the coins as well. There's some things, there's a lot of hidden stuff in this game, a lot of stuff for you to discover, and there's certain hidden things even in the coins themselves that I don't want to spoil out loud, but they contributed to how we designed the coins. Jeff says, are the locations in Vantage fixed, meaning one location will always be next to other players or will be randomized each playthrough? Crucial question here, Jeff, and crucial answer. They are fixed. They're absolutely fixed. This is not a randomized world that changes every time you discover it. This is a world like ours, where if I walk one block east right now, I'm going to see the same place where if I woke up tomorrow and walked one block east of where I am now as well. So if I'm on location 100, the location to the right of that is always a specific location in the game. So that's one of the reasons that I felt the need to make the world so big, an entire planet, because I wanted to have that feeling of discovering a lot of stuff as you go. But also, if I walk east to something really cool or maybe something really difficult or devastating in one session, I can remember that. If I ever discover that location again, I can know, okay, well, I already know what's there. I think maybe I want to go back there and approach that location a different way. Maybe I don't want to go there because something bad happened there, or I've already been there. I'll move a different location, a different direction this time. Otto Willow says, will Vantage's coins be available only through distribution or only direct? Currently, we're putting them on our web store because we're kind of tying these into the announcement of the game and people subscribing to updates about the game. But eventually, yes, it will be a product for distributors as well. When we launch the game, when we have the retail release for the game, the coins will be available to retailers, distributors as well. I appreciate you asking about that as a retailer yourself. Danny says, I like the stats you have on the page for Vantage, like the setup time, which isn't usually provided. Minimum table space required could be helpful. I buy games that can fit on my table, which isn't big. Thank you, Danny. That's a great point. And I should mention that in Vantage, that you will have a tableau of cards that grows over the course of the game. But really, at any given time, you're just looking at one card in front of you. I'm holding my hand as if it's the card. My hand is about the size of a card in Vantage. Your location card, that's all you're looking at. You're not putting a bunch of cards on the table. So yeah, that's a great point. I will make a note about adding that to the website. Let's see, Julio mentions, I hope our discussions of graphic design help bring up some ideas for Vantage. It did, yeah. We haven't started the graphic design process for Vantage yet, so I'm actively thinking a lot about rule books and graphic design and card layouts right now. Greg says, for those attending Geekway to the West in a few weeks, will there be an opportunity to pick up orders from either the Stillmeyer booths to avoid shipping costs? Yes, Greg, this is actually something that we announced in today's newsletter. And you can also see it at checkout. If you go through the checkout process on our web store, you can see at the end now there's a pickup at Geekway option. So it's already in place. It's also noted in the newsletter that I sent out today. Oh, Greg just got the answer as well. Sorry, I'm still behind on comments here. I'm getting closer to catching up. Let's see. Odd Willow says, will I be at Origins this year? No, I won't be at Origins this year. I've never actually attended Origins, but maybe someday. Quidlio says, do I need to be a sci-fi junkie to love Vantage? I can't speak for you, but no, the game is not about being a sci-fi junkie. It is partially sci-fi, partially fantasy. I think the thing that is key if you are going to enjoy Vantage or not is, are you open to not really knowing much going into it, not knowing much at all, and discovering things as you go? Like, you will try actions in Vantage and be like, oh, I didn't expect that to happen. That will happen many times in Vantage, where the first time you try something, you won't really know what you're getting into. And so if that's the style of game that you're open to, I think Vantage may thrive at your table. If you want full agency, perfect information, Vantage is not a game for you. Yeah, I can say that with confidence. Jerry says, do you have a few favorites that are both thematically fun to read and instructive? Jerry really enjoys The Galaxy Trucker. Vlada Shivadala is kind of famous for making really fun to read rule books based on his humor. And Uwe Rosenberg does that with some rule books too. I'm gonna look at my shelf to see if I have any that jump out, any rule books that jump out, that tie out as being, I have a lot of rule books that I think are really well constructed. Those that are like fun to read? I can't think of any off the top of my head. I'm sure they're out there, but I can't think of any right now. Chad says, how much shuffling will be in Vantage? Zero shuffling. There's no shuffling advantage. Yeah. DJ Mug says, what was the idea behind making Apiary a 5-player game and not a 6-player game? Are there any plans on a possible expansion for Apiary? Yeah, in fact, I'll answer this with a visual. You can see down here that Apiary expansion is on our progress chart right here. Now, why didn't we make it 6 players? Partially for the core game, at least, it was cost. Also, it would probably just be a little bit too much downtime for Apiary. Apiary probably could work at 6, but mostly for cost. It's already a fairly expensive game to make. We didn't want to add that additional cost for the 6-player. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, David points out that Vantage is still labeled as a code name on the progress chart. I need to update that. Thank you for mentioning that, David. Vantage is no longer a code name. It was, but it no longer is. Let's see. Yeah, I should clarify again that Vantage won't. Yeah, I'll come back to me. Vantage won't need any sleeving. You do not shuffle the cards at all in Vantage. Matthew says, how do you manage the 2-minute setup time with all those cards? That's part of the magical thing about Vantage. That's you just put a starting. There's a few things you do during startup. You put the board on the table. You get a starting location. But that's pretty much it. Setup is really, really short. I wanted to make this game very easy to get to the table. Cleanup will take a little bit longer because you'll have, although not even that. It's surprisingly fast how you're looking up cards and putting them back when you're done using them. Paul says this is the first time he's bought metal coins for a game before he has the game. Yeah, this might be a first for multiple people here, but it's also totally fine if you want to wait to get the coins until we actually release the game. I know it's very odd for us to be doing that. Let's see. just scrolling through looking for a few questions here. Let me answer one question that I'll throw out a few random things. I know I've been talking a lot about Vantage today. I didn't even ask my question of the day yet. So let me answer this question from Helen, and then I'll throw out a few topics, and then we'll close up with your remaining questions. Helen's question is, I love your videos on Expeditions prior to its release. Will you be recording similar videos on Vantage to show us an overview? I will absolutely have it, Helen. I will, for a little while, the design diaries will be focused a little bit more on earlier design stories and inspirations, things like that. And then I will ramp into some of the mechanisms of the game, but I'll focus the mechanisms a little bit more on the back half, as we were getting a little bit closer to the launch. And that's when I'll start to show you videos a little bit more showing what the game is all about. Okay, a few quick topics today. These are some of the other topics I wanted to cover today. And really, there's quick things. But I do have a video that I'm filming coming up about tile placement games. This is unrelated to Vantage. Vantage is not a tile placement game. What are your favorite tile placement games? Or what is your favorite tile placement game? Whether you are placing tiles in your own tableau or in a shared tableau like in Carcassonne. And just to add one caveat to it, don't include polyomino tiles. They are tiles. There are great games that have polyomino tiles, like Tetris-shaped tiles. I've already done a video on that, but I'm doing a video about tile placement. I'm curious to hear your favorite tile placement game. Earth Day, I had a fun weekend where we went over to Forest Park in St. Louis to enjoy some Earth Day festivities. And we also, Megan and I, took a chocolate making class. So today's chocolate of the day, very late in the live cast today. We took a chocolate tasting class. I said making, chocolate tasting class at the Botanical Gardens here in St. Louis, where we got to sample 45 different chocolates, most of them dark chocolate. And I posted about this on Instagram recently at Jamie Stegmaier. And so I'm still going through them. I still have some of these. They were served in these little cups. You can see the little chocolates in there. So I'm still going through and discovering even more of the dark chocolates from this class. But that was a lot of fun to do, to try a bunch of dark chocolates and see which ones fit well with me. And I also played disc golf this weekend, played at a tournament actually, which I usually don't play. I usually play casual disc golf. I also played Slay the Spire recently, played the tabletop game and posted a video about that yesterday, posted that video. I had a lot of fun, even more fun than I expected really with the tabletop game. I love the digital game. I wasn't sure how it would translate, but it translates really, really well. And I also have been backing a few Kickstarter projects recently. I backed the Earth expansion, Abundance, I believe. I backed Xenophera and Apostocracy. Apostocracy and Xenophera are two games that are tied to the Stillmeyer Games Design Day. Their designers showcased their games at Design Day this past year. And so I always like to support the designers who come to Design Day to support their games. And I was excited to see both of these games on Kickstarter. We also had our cookbook club where we brought comfort food. Everyone brought their comfort food to Cookbook Club this past weekend. I was curious, so my questions for you are, what's your favorite tile placement game? And what is your favorite comfort food? The food, when you need a little comfort, what food do you gravitate towards? Also attended a busy weekend. I attended a playtest night as well for a different game, not Vantage, a different game on Friday night. And a few games that my friend was playtesting too. Let's see. David has a question. Assume it is absolutely on the nose. Would that be a problem? David, I am behind on that question, but if you can clarify, I'm happy to answer it. Ocean says, are there any competitive elements to Vantage? No, it's a completely cooperative game. And do the coins fit together to make a pleasing game a relevant shape? You'll have to find out about that when you get the coins. Yeah. Are there any competitive elements? But yeah, no competitive elements. Fully cooperative. Cody also asked my inspirations for Vantage. Breath of the Wild, Elden Ring, Sleeping God, Seventh Continent, A Short Hike, and even more too. The Witcher 3, there's a lot of them. That's one of the reasons that I'm going to start talking about inspirations. And that's good to know. It's good to see what you all are curious about. I'll make a note about that. Because maybe I'll start there. Those are external inspirations. There are also, of course, some internal inspirations, things that that made me excited to design a game in this genre. Let's see. Kira mentioned something. It's been a goal of mine to eventually own all the Stillmeyer games. I've got 8 currently, but it's definitely getting harder with the increase in releases recently. Not a bad thing. Love your work. Thank you, Kieran. And recently, I actually polled Stillmeyer ambassadors to see how many ambassadors have actually played all 17 of our games. And there were around 20 people who said they have played all 17 of our games. And those 20 people, or many of them, also helped me rank Stillmire games recently for a video that I filmed yesterday that will come out in the near future, where for the first time, with the help of other people who have actually played every Stillmire game, we will rank all of our games as well. Chet says, what movie, show, or game soundtrack would you choose to play while playing Vantage? Probably the Breath of the Wild soundtrack, I think, would go quite well with it. Ian says, Vantage playtime, it really can vary based on how you decide to approach the game. But the playtime that we're putting on the box that I found is fairly accurate is 1 to 2 hours, 60 to 120 minutes. Chat says, are the 1,700 cards in Vantage unique? Yes, they're all, I'm trying to think if there's any duplicates, but no, yeah, they're all unique. And the art is unique for every card as well. Yeah, not every card. There are a few cards that have similar art or repeat art. There's like maybe a few dozen, but yeah, almost there's easily over 1,600 unique illustrations among the 1,700 cards. Sean says, are the cards like time stories? A little bit, from the first person perspective. So the element, the comparison to time stories is, in Vantage, you are only looking at your current location. It's a location card in front of you that only you can see, and it's vertical so that other players can't see it. And that's similar to certain times in time stories where you look at cards that only you see and other players can't see them. The Lynn says, since you said it's a card and dice serving games, does it have a board or is the world built through cards like Earthborn Rangers? I wouldn't say there are any comparisons to Earthborn Rangers other than there's a lot of cards in the game. It does have a board, but the board is more for tracking some information, not for exploring the world. Your location in the world is always that vertical card that's in front of you that only you can see. And when you move on to a different location, that card goes away because you're no longer looking at it and you gain the new locations card. You're looking at that. Jeff and Monica also asked about average playtime. I'd say 1 to 2 hours. Mark says, will the metal coins be the first one of many deluxe components that you'll be releasing along with updates about the game? There might be another accessory or two for Vantage upon release, upon launch, but not along the way. No. Kieran says, how difficult time-consuming is the packing up, resetting between sessions? That was something my partner and I found quite difficult with games like Sleeping Gods. Well, importantly, Kieran, really importantly, Vantage is not a campaign game. So when you'll sit down to play Vantage, you'll play a game of it, and then you'll completely clean it up. It'll be done. And then you'll crash land on the planet again, and you'll start over from scratch. So that's a key part of it, that you're not setting up and you're not setting up from a previous session. I have found in playtesting the game that it is, you kind of use what do I call it in the game? It's a card, it's like a placeholder card. So when I pull out location 100, because I need to be on location 100, I put my placeholder card in with the other cards in that slot so that when I'm done with location 100, I just put it back in that slot and I find the next card, new location that I move to. So the main cleanup at the end of the game is any cards that you've accumulated during the game that build around your character. And those cards need to be put away in specific places. They're all numbered. So that takes a few minutes, but it's actually pretty fast. It doesn't take that long during cleanup. Matthew says, for a how to play video or for reviewers to show the game, have you created a tutorial planet for non-spoilers? A tutorial planet? No, Matthew. I mean, it's taken 7 years to make this one planet. I'm not going to create another planet for it. But I get what you're getting at, that you don't want reviewers to spoil things for players. And that will be difficult. It is a game that I want players to feel comfortable talking openly about. Share what they've discovered, share how they've built their character in this game, or how over the course of the game they've built their character. Maybe I will have some recommendations for reviewers about choosing a specific mission to show and maybe a specific place to crash land so that they don't spoil other places for other players. But I also don't want to limit reviewers to those places. They can put up spoiler warnings. People can watch or not watch what they don't want. But I appreciate you preempting me for that, because that's something I probably need to think about when the time comes next year to talk to reviewers about the game. DD says, will Vantage be the heaviest game in terms of shipping weight? Probably, yeah. The cards are quite heavy. Yeah. They add up when you have that many and that many different cards. Oh, and I should clarify. I'm sorry. I've said something a little bit incorrect today about the number of cards in Vantage. There are the locations in the game. They are big cards, and they are actually front and back. Because and the back is kind of tilted so other players can't see what's on the back of the card. But to keep the cost of the game somewhat reasonable, we're doing that. Rather than having 800 different location cards, we're having around 400 different location cards with 800 different locations on those cards. I've missaid that a little bit. In my head, I think of it as a game with 1,700 cards, because it essentially is. But some of those cards are built onto the same piece of cardboard. Just wanted to clarify that before I repeat that too many times inaccurately. Ian says, any thoughts on a Wormspan expansion yet? We don't have it on the progress chart, but I think there's a distinct chance that will happen at some point. Yeah. Toby says, no concerns with the older game Vantage by Milton Bradley. I've never heard of that game, no. If there is an older game like that, they don't have the trademark for it anymore. So no, I'm not concerned about that. Merlin's Manor says, without shuffling, how is the initial planet selected? It's one big planet. So it's one big planet of locations that are always in the same place on that planet. So it's a planet built with 800 different locations on that planet. No shuffling needed at all. Joseph says, where can you buy the coins for Vantage? The coins for Vantage are available on the Stillmar Games web store right now. And they'll also be available next year when we release the game itself. DJ says, on average, how many different playtesters do you use before a game is good to go? Good question, DJ, or Dan, whichever you go by. We typically go through a minimum of three waves of blind playtesting on a game. And each wave involves between like five to seven lead playtesters, each of whom often engage at least one other playtester, oftentimes up to four other playtesters, sometimes even more. So in terms of lead playtesters, there's a minimum of 15 lead playtesters, each of whom are playing the game three times, oftentimes with different people. And that's the minimum. Oftentimes there are more waves necessary for a game. Ian mentions Cascadia as his favorite tile placement game. Aaron says, if there's no shuffling, then there is no shuffling advantage. Do you have to keep them in a certain order? Yeah, the cards are numbered. So the game will say, like, go get card 115, and you'll go find card 115, which is in order in the game. Yeah. Carol mentions Calico as tile placement. Hilda says that Sean says, Vantage sounds like an instant buy for us. Yeah, and you'll have plenty of time to decide that, of course. I'm going to be revealing plenty of information over the next year. Luke says, does Dwellings of Eldervale count as tile placement? I think so. I can't remember in Dwellings if you're creating the map as you go or if it's if all the tiles are there from the start. If you're creating it as you go, yeah, I would say it's a form of tile placement if you have a choice as to where you place the location tiles. Greg says, am I backing Earth Abundance? Yes. Right now I'm backing Earth. That's the expansion to Earth Abundance, Apostocracy, and Xenophera on Kickstarter. Julie mentions Carcassonne Apiary, Acropolis, Calico, and Lanterns as tile placement games. And I see some comfort foods here too. Tomato soup and grilled cheese, that's a good comfort food. I like that combination, Donna, too. I really like tomato soup with grilled cheese. Greasy tacos from Daniel. Carol says pasta, garlic, bread, and wine. I know I'm a little over time here, but thank you for these answers. Julie says chocolate. Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, Julie. Yeah, I'm a little over time here, but and I see some other answers here. I see Land versus Sea. I have that one on my shelf. Ian says, can he pay you now for Vantage? No, you can't pay me now. Part of the reason is that I don't have the final price for Vantage yet. We're still, I've been quoting with Panda for this game over the years, but we still have a few more elements of that quote to work out. So I'm not going to ask for your money until we're ready to ship you the game in 2025, other than the coins, which we'll be ready to ship in a few weeks. Chad says, are you anticipating using a smaller box for Vantage? Now, Vantage will have a pretty big box. Currently, we're looking at a box that's the wingspan size, but taller to fit the taller cards in the game. All right. I see a few. Let's see. I'll answer a few more questions. I'm almost caught up with questions here, I think. If I missed anything, feel free to post them later on YouTube. How do you separate a campaign game from an open world game? So the open world element of Vantage is that you can You have a huge number of range of actions that you can choose from, depending on where you are and what cards are in your tableau. And also, on any given location, you can always move north, south, east, or west. That's the open world element of it. But it's not a campaign game because you crash land on the planet, you hang out on that planet for an hour or so, and then your game is over, whether you completed the goals that you set out to complete or if you failed, and then your game is over, and then you put everything away, and then when you're ready to play again, you crash land on that planet again and do it again in a different way with a different character, with a different mission. Different things are randomized every time you play without shuffling. Cody says, is 7 years the longest you've spent designing the game? Definitely. It absolutely is. Chad says, can you name the planet? There actually isn't, oddly enough, for me having spent 7 years in the game, there actually is not a name for the planet at this time. Which I know is very odd, but it doesn't have a planet. It doesn't have a name right now. We kind of refer to it as the world or as the planet in this game, but it doesn't have a name. Cameron says, does your knowledge of each location help you in future playthroughs? It does. It can help. Yeah, absolutely. It's highly unlikely in one game that you'll stumble upon the same location that you stumbled upon in the previous game. But if you do, or if you're communicating well with other players and someone else halfway across the planet stumbles upon that location, you're like, oh, wait, I was there and I did this at that location. That gives them information, but they also might use that to try something else. Maybe they didn't like that result, or maybe the action that you took was really difficult and they want something a little bit easier. If you remember that, if you can communicate that, it can impact future sessions. Cameron says, if each location is set, can you essentially metagame the experience? So it is statistically possible that with the same mission and the same character, that you could crash land on the same location that you crash landed on in a previous session. It is possible, unlikely, but it is possible. But all that is random. Your character is typically, you can choose your character, but that's the location where you crash land at the very least is random. Your mission is also random, although you could choose a specific mission if you want to. But the location where you crash land is random. So, but if you happen to do that, if you happen to crash land on the exact same location, and the previous time you played and you crash landed on that location, you moved north and you took a specific action, you could do that same exact thing if you wanted to. But you could also take a different action in the location where you crash landed, or you could move south, or you can move east, or move west. That is completely open. I wouldn't say there's a way to metagame it, but there are many ways to use knowledge from previous games to help your how you discover the world, how you approach the world in future games. Yeah. All right, I think I better sign off now. I see some other questions, but I'll get to them on YouTube. So if I missed your question, you want to know the answer, feel free to post it in the YouTube version of this video. You'll see that go live in a few seconds. But yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for your excitement about the Libertalia loot tiles, your excitement about this new game that I've been working on for 7 years, Vantage, and for the new Rolling Realms promo packs, Terraforming Mars, Eminent Domain, Dice Throne. Really excited about this. Those are on our web store now. I don't think I missed any news, other big news, other than Geekway to the West. You can order stuff to pick up at Geekway to the West if you're attending the convention in a few weeks. But yeah, let me know any other questions you have in the comments on YouTube in a few minutes. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.